At their meeting this week, Greater Napanee Council approved the addition of a new facility rental category for passive park space meant for commercial or sport use. In the absence of this option, community groups, businesses, instructors, or teachers cannot book open park space to conduct their activities or events. Staff recently became aware that Pegasus Movement Academy was hosting parkour classes in municipal parks. Parkour is an activity that combines running, jumping, and climbing. It started in France and is now popular worldwide. Staff noted that the academy's operator carries $5 million in commercial general liability insurance, but confirmation will be needed that the town is listed as an additional insured on the policy. With the new category, booking confirmations will be accompanied by proof of insurance for the town of Greater Napanee. Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, Chris Brown, explained why they needed to add the new category.
Just generally, right off the bat, staff were concerned about the liability risk that this posed to the town. In absence of any formal rental or operating agreement, we just asked that the activities be paused until such time that we could figure something out. We did reach out to our insurer with the town. They provided recommendations. They did confirm that our concerns are valid, particularly regarding the use of municipal infrastructure without appropriate permits in place. This is specific to a business, a commercial entity that's running a business in the park. It's not intended for, you know, your general family to go have a picnic. It is a public space still, but being able to book it would allow us to have a bit of a calendar there to know who's there when, and then that would help just enforce things and keep our eye on it as well.
Staff originally proposed a rate of $25 an hour, but Councillor Bill Martin voiced his concerns.
I kind of have a problem with this $25 an hour thing. I think it's excessive for kids to just run and play and jump and, you know, have a good time. Because for me, that's what our parks are for. And I think we're getting into an area where the parks won't be able to be used unless we charge money for it. And I hate to see things like this where we're discouraging people from using the parks. Like, I can see one event a year or whatever people use the park for. But when somebody's using it and it's for kids, it's not a business where she's in it just for the money. So I have a big concern with that $25 an hour fee for children's activities.
CAO Matthew Grant explained why the town would be charging for the space.
What we're talking about here, and I think, you know, what this would fall into is if businesses are operating in the park. So in this case, it's parkour, but if it were a different kind of business that might be operating in the park, there would be a fee for that. I mean, the fee structure is certainly something that we could talk about with council, but the premise here is not individual use or group use or birthday parties or those sort of stuff. But if someone is operating a for-profit business, then that would be fall under the bylaw.
Grant explained how the new fee structure may come to be.
The fee structure would come back at a later date, and I don't think would represent a burden at this point in time. When the fee structure comes back, staff will make a recommendation. Council might ask us to sharpen our pencil a bit with different types of user groups or businesses, that sort of thing. But ultimately, the fee that is charged for this kind of activity is council's decision to make and council's alone.
Brown spoke about different possibilities and options staff may have to consider in the future.
Council is supportive of the academy and what they're doing. We're just trying to clean up some legal things. And this type of thing is new to us. And there'll be many different things like this that arise in the future that where we have to sort of think about it, adjust how we're doing business. And it is not uncommon. I did do some research of other municipalities in our area. They do rent out passive park space for things like fitness classes and stuff like that. The fee is not important to me. What's important to me is that we make sure that we have the proper permits, agreements, if you will, in place, and that we get insurance naming the town as additional insured so that we're protected if anything were to happen. The fee can be discussed for sure in more detail.
The Academy's operator, Cora Wright, details her history and career in coaching.
My love of coaching actually began here in Napanee 30 years ago, and have traveled Ontario and New Brunswick doing what I love for the last 30 years. Since I started coaching when I was 13 here in Napanee, I've received multiple certificates in education related to gymnastics, parkour, trampoline, tumbling, and more. And adaptive coaching as well, which means working with people with autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, things like that.
Wright speaks about her class and their focus on safety.
our classes aren't about stunts or reckless behavior. They're about learning how to move safely and confidently through our environment. We do focus on falling techniques, coordination, body awareness, and respect for the spaces we use. We teach children to take care of themselves, but also the world around them. Some perceptions of parkour are often shaped by viral video stunts. These viral video stunts are not what we're about at PMA. We don't even resemble them remotely. We operate under strict safety guidelines with training and experience. Our students are trained in every class from day one to know what's safe and how to assess an area for safety. And these kids are 3 years old and up. So a three-year-old is trained how to fall safely, how to assess their environment, how to decide whether or not an area is safe for them to jump on, to climb on, before they even approach it.
Wright noted the impact her classes had in just a short time.
To see the kids' reaction when people are walking by the bridge or driving over the bridge or walking through the park, and just the cheers that they get and just the interest that they get. These people have grown through the program, even though it's only been in operation for such a short time. And I truly do believe that PMA makes Napanee stronger.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.